The following podcast is a production of the Factual Data Creations Facility. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the OFNT Podcast. OFNT stands for Old Fart, New Tech. I'm your host and resident old fart, Jim Schaefer, and the podcast, at least to me, is the new tech. I hope this finds you well and you're having a great week. Not even public restrooms in Arizona are safe from harassment by people with an agenda. Hope everybody enjoyed the big Facebook 6-hour service interruption last Monday. And the boosters are coming. The boosters are coming. Oh. The Biden administration has been caught using fake White House sets.
What?
Is the rest of his administration real? Inquiring minds want to know. Stealthing is now illegal in California. Well, I had no idea what stealthing was until after this new law was announced. And finally, I switched up microphones last episode. Did you notice?
No.
I didn't think so. Tech news, or lack of, I should say, for this week. But anyway, first up, Engadget.com is reporting that Google will have its fall event on October 19th. The company will be showing off the Pixel 6. Well, leaks have just about taken away any surprises about the phone that there would have been. It's a sexy-looking phone and will sport Google's first custom chipset. I'm looking forward to see how it stacks up against Apple's custom silicon. I'll be watching, being that the event falls on my birthday, and I never go to work on my birthday since missing my 40th birthday party due to being made to work mandatory overtime on that milestone day. And speaking of the all-knowing Google, the WashingtonExaminer.com has an article about a mistakenly leaked memo from the DOJ which states that law enforcement is requiring the company to disclose searches made by users for a particular list of keywords at certain locations and on certain dates. Well, if that doesn't scare the crap out of you, then you're a much braver person than I am. How many innocent people will get wrapped up in criminal investigations because of this? Well, I hope the old ACLU is on this, but probably not. This fits in with the socialist agenda quite nicely, don't you think? Well, I do. It seems Facebook has had a rough week. First, and I'm using air quotes here, whistleblower surfaced and is making the rounds of the media warning that the company doesn't care about you. Well, duh. Then it had a 6-hour service outage, which many cybersecurity experts attribute to a cyber attack. The company denies this. These events have made the calls for the breakup or regulation of Facebook reach fever pitch, mostly from the so-called progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Do you really think these politicians have your best interest at heart?
No!
Either they haven't received a big enough chunk of change from the embattled Zuckerberg, or they are seeking to control what is posted on the platform, and take it from me. It won't be facts. It'll be more agenda-driven garbage. Only this time, it'll be only from one side. The whistleblower herself has been revealed as a Democratic Party operative. Well, I can't say I feel sorry for the old Zuck. He basically stole Facebook from its founders. You kind of reap what you sow. Anyway, he'll still have a lot more money than you and me, no matter what happens. Tech I'm using. It's been a few weeks since I signed up for Microsoft Office 365, and I must say, it's a keeper, at least for now. I'm able to seamlessly work on Word documents no matter what computer, tablet, or phone I'm using. This is something iCloud wasn't capable of, even when solely using Apple hardware. This is one area Apple really needs to step up its game. When I retire, I'll most likely drop Office 365 because I won't be using any Windows machines. I'll default back to Apple Pages or maybe IA Writer. I don't know. Right now, as I've told you in the past, if, for example, I use my MacBook Air at work to start writing a script, iCloud is so slow at updating things, I wind up with corrupted documents. Even if I start a document on one Apple machine at home on my home network, it won't show up on any other machine for quite a while. It's a mess. Hopefully, Apple gets its cloud service together by then, my retirement date. My Aura Smart Ring is still functioning well. I've had not one hitch since I was gifted it. That was, well, over a year now. The main thing I use it for is tracking my sleep, though even with my work shift change last year, I'm still not getting enough of it. Sleep, that is. One thing it does is let you know how active you should be during the upcoming day. I've learned that if it suggests taking it easy, you should listen to it. Last Tuesday was the first day I felt well after using my indoor cycle as opposed to feeling like someone had beat the hell out of me. It's taken about 3 weeks, but I think I've finally turned a corner here. Entertainment news. Bond, James Bond. So the saying goes. Or maybe went. My son and I went to see the latest installment entitled No Time to Die last Wednesday. We didn't know what to expect as critics give it a thumbs up while Bond fans criticize the wokeness of it. Well, I went in with an open mind and here are my observations. First observation. The first hour and a half of the movie was probably the best Bond movie I've ever seen, and I've seen all of them. It had many twists and turns. Second observation. After that first hour and a half, the movie drops off into an almost boring affair. They didn't properly develop the villain, which would have been great. Third observation. The complaints about wokeness are exaggerated. Next, Bond uses a Walter PPK as a weapon not seen in a Bond movie for decades and drives a Aston Martin DB5. And my final observation, the ending stinks. I won't give it away here, but with the death of major characters along the way, are the producers cleaning house for a rebooted, woke 007 franchise? All in all, it was a good movie, which could have been a great movie. I'll talk more about this movie in the future. This will give you guys a chance to go see it without me spoiling it for you. And to wrap up this section, I also watched the highly anticipated, I guess for Soprano fans anyway, Many Saints of Newark. It was okay, but not what I was expecting. The ending was good, though. I'm just glad I didn't go to the movie theater to see this and have to pay all that money. Podcasting news. InsideRadio.com has an article about how the release of new podcasts have slowed in 2021. Well, I'm sure the relaxation of COVID protocols has a lot to do with it, along with the deluge of big moneyed celebrity shows being released by the boatload every month, which squeezes out any independent voices. I mean, why bother having a podcast if it will go unnoticed? I'd like to see how many podcasts have ended this year also. They say there are close to 3 million podcasts out there, but I bet you at least half have stopped putting out new episodes. Spotify, besides announcing new ways to monetize certain podcasts, has joined the so-called Global Alliance of Responsible Media and now has the ability to search for and remove sensitive content. You see what I mean about these mega platforms and podcasting? I'd like to know who and what decides what is sensitive content. Well, I think it's anything that runs contrary to the agenda, you know, build back better. It will make canceling someone or some show just that much easier. I see this cancer spreading to other platforms and hosting services. I warned you this was coming last episode, didn't I? It seems like every week a new social app for podcasts gets released. In the past, I've jumped on a couple of them with no results either way. I will not be joining another one anytime soon. I was feeling kooky last week, so I dusted off the old Rode Procaster microphone for episode 96. No one seemed to notice a difference, which I attribute to the Hindenburg digital audio workstation I use for recording and editing this show. The software allows you to use voice profiles, which is just a fancy name for auto equalization. It seems to do its job very well, so well that I think I can just use about any microphone I want and Hindenburg will make it sound pretty good. This makes me rethink my past purchases. I should have just invested in Hindenburg and a decent mic and I would have been all set. I did notice a difference while recording the episode, though. It sounded flat and a bit muffled to these old fart ears. But the end result was pretty good. As I review my download stats, I always have at least 3 downloads from Ashburn, Virginia. Now, Ashburn is the home of a huge data center, I think more than one, and has been blamed in the past for screwing up stats for blogs and podcasts. Now, I have no idea why I would have more than one hit from Ashburn on the day an episode is released, though. I wonder if there really is any listeners located there. So if you are a real live listener from Ashburn, Virginia, drop me a line at ofntpodcast@gmail.com. I'm curious to know. And to wrap up the podcasting section, here are some podcasts that I listen to and I recommend that you do too. Number one is the No Agenda podcast, hosted by the Podfather himself, Adam Curry, and co-hosted by John C. Dvorak, one of the original tech journalists. The two deconstruct the MSM, the mainstream media, and do it brilliantly. Another show I listen to is called Who Are These Podcasts? These guys look at a new podcast each week and usually tear them a new one. It's very entertaining. I wish they would look at this show because every show they review skyrockets in listeners. Next is the No Sleep podcast, which has been around for a while and it's going strong because of the great writing that goes into their scary scripts. It doesn't hurt that they employ some of the best voiceover artists either. For podcast news, I defer to Podland, hosted by James Cridlin. He sports a British accent, so you know he's smart and all his information is true. For regular news, I start my day off with 2 short shows, the Daily Wire and the Daybreak Insider podcast. They just report the facts, especially the latter show. Give these shows a listen. I'll end this now with a prediction. Joe Rogan will take his podcast independent again after his contract is up with Spotify. Mark my words. Time for a rant. Fake White House sets. Video clips taken out of context. Deep fakes. The list goes on and on for ways to manipulate opinion and actions. The world's governments, big tech, international corporations, and mainstream media have combined to form hybrids to rule and make their fortunes with. This is a familiar model that first appeared during the Third Reich and more recently is modeled by the Chinese Communist Party. Yeah, I know I'm coming off like Alex Jones here, and believe me, I really don't want to be put in the same category as Mr. Jones and others like him, but recent events have kind of pushed me into speaking out. Calling out the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to harass parents whose local school boards are acting akin to neighborhood Communist Party cells was the last straw. Why shouldn't parents have a right to influence what is being taught to their children? Wasn't it Lenin who said, "Give me just one generation of youth and I'll transform the whole world"? He said that amongst other quotes concerning children and young people. Well, unfortunately, we've been giving people like Lenin more than one generation of youth, and look where it's gotten us. It started in the colleges and universities and slowly spread to the high schools and now has arrived in grade schools, even kindergartens. This is all part of the process of taking the family out of the equation. Is it too late? I don't know. I guess time will tell, for time tells everything, eventually. Episode 97 has come to its doomsayer end. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed making it for you and hope you found it worth your while. You can always contact me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com if you're so inclined. You can tell me what things you liked or disliked about the show. I'd love hearing from you. I really would. Give the show a rating somewhere. I'd appreciate it. I'll see you next week. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Now beware and get off my lawn. I'm out. Let's go, Brandon. Take care.